Clifton Springs, right off Main Street, is the home of Steve Larson and his wife, Pat.
This is the executive suite.
This is the executive suite. We've got windows on three out of the four walls, pretty much solid, and a nice view of greenery out the back.
This is where Larson runs Our Hometown, a company that runs the websites of some 152 small newspapers across the U.S. and Canada.
It's really a complete turnkey service.
Here's how it works. Newspapers like the Oil City Derrick in Pennsylvania or the Compton Bulletin in Los Angeles send a PDF to Larson's team of seven or eight production guys, most of whom work from home in and around Rochester. They get the same PDF the newspaper publisher sends to the print shop, but with special software that Larson developed, they extract the stories, pictures, and ads and put them all online. In about an hour, the newspaper's website is updated with the latest edition.
It doesn't really require any effort on the part of the publisher, so that's kind of been our key, is let us take care of it and get every bit of usefulness out of what you're producing without having to change your process at all.
Our Hometown keeps the websites up to date with formatting that works on smartphones. Soon, tablets will be covered too. The company is even experimenting with location-specific ads. System-wide, Larson says his clients' websites attract a million unique users a month. But turning online eyeballs into a healthy source of revenue has long vexed the newspaper industry. Larson says he's seen decent results with the handful of paywalled sites in his network, but he's not bullish on local paywalls generating the kind of returns that publishers wish they would.
If you go in with the right expectations and set your cost structure right, not what you want, but what the market can produce, you can make it a profitable venture.
Larson hopes new paywalls at Gannett Papers across the country will get more people in the habit of paying for online news, and that the small-town papers Our Hometown works with will see a trickle-down benefit. But as a niche player in a challenged industry, Larson is not lacking in motivation. He says there's always a chance the next online game changer will come out of little old Clifton Springs.
We get to keep taking a shot at something bigger. Like, you know, maybe we can define how newspapers should look on a tablet.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.